Well, happy Monday, May 15th to you. This is David Robert Jones of Awaken Engage, and this is the first Awaken Engage podcast that is currently on YouTube while I get my podcast set back up. Today's episode is called Waking Up in the Dirt. Just a week ago, I woke up lying face down on a gravel road next to my bicycle. Today, my body's still in shambles from that hallucination-filled journey to and from that spot. But how did I get there and why? Now, aside from physical reasons, I think the answer to those questions lies somewhere in the realm of integrity. Now, think of integrity as less doing the right thing and more as wholeness and congruence. We always have the appropriate response to every situation. It's hardwired into our systems. However, we often disregard and repress the messengers of one or more of the following: our body, our mind, our emotion, our feelings, our spirit. Now, when we shut down these messengers, it's similar to chipping away at the structural integrity of a building. Just as we would lose trust in such a compromised building, we begin to trust ourselves less and less. We start to feel lost. We end up making decisions that are not optimal. We estrange ourselves from others and ourselves. We wonder why nothing satisfies us. We try to prove ourselves, and that list just goes on and on and on. In other words, there's a wisdom that comes from welcoming the messengers of our bodies, minds, emotions, feelings, and spirits. And then there's the fool's way that demands its own way, represses those messengers, and instead listens to the voices of a now inflated ego that's filled with a desire to prove itself, to conquer, to win, to separate, etc. And I guess I apparently chose the latter. Looking back on last week, it now seems fairly clear that I had the stomach flu the whole night before that bike trip. There were obvious signs. Before I left the house, though, I literally chased the following thoughts away. Those thoughts were, there's no way I should be leaving my bed today. I feel really super sick and have all night. I know I could call so-and-so and they could do the ride without me. But then I just pushed those things away because I was so consumed with beating these multi-year vision nausea issues that I put on the reality blinders. I was so consumed with showing up and finishing a ride that I organized, consumed with showing that I had grit, consumed with fighting through symptoms, and then finally that day consumed with making it back to the car on my own once it was clear I could not finish the ride with the group. At least there would be some honor in that, right? Says who? Where did that voice come from? You see, this is bigger than biking and cycling. It's about learning how to live lives out of our wholeness, out of integrity. Not lives to prove ourselves to others, not lives to stroke our egos, not lives to show that we have what it takes, but lives where we realize that we have, and we all have, an infinite supply of all that we really need. Lives where we listen to the messengers, including the ego in its rightful place, and do so out of a place of wholeness and integrity. Lives where we live out of the knowledge, where we live out of the knowledge that we already have all it takes. Now, perhaps today you're as tired of chasing your tail as I am, tired of keeping up with the Joneses, tired of living a fragmented life, tired of being disappointed in hollow cultural or even religious messages, tired of hashtag FTW for the win, look, we rule, And instead, you want to live your life in response to your wholeness. You know what to do. It begins with listening. There's no science to it. There are no set steps, although many have devoted lives to creating very helpful protocols. But you don't have to have a protocol or a program. You don't need a step. What you do need is to respond out of your wholeness, to stop repressing unwanted messengers, and to stop chipping away at your ability to trust yourself. The time to begin is now. You know what to do. There's no need to wait until you wake up with your face in the dirt. But if you wake up with your face in the dirt, you know what to do. Peace.